Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, a conversation with Louis Segrist. Present is Nathan Oliveira and Paul Carlstrom. On April 5th, 1975, at Mr. Segrist's home in Oakland. And the interview will take the form more of a conversation between Mr. Oliveira and Mr. Segrist, who are old friends, both residents, both of them born actually in Oakland. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, Louis was born in this very house, or at least in this very site where the interview is taking place, in 1899. Nate doesn't go back quite that far, but their relationship, I gather, does go back a number of years.
1945.
Yeah, when was it that you
1945.
About 47, I think, when first
maybe
went to school.
Because Lundy went to school with
right.
you, and Edna knew you before I knew you.
Yeah.
Edna had met you someplace.
She had gone to school.
I guess so.
She
because
was a student
you were living in East Oakland.
Well, yeah,
in East
right,
Oakland,
right.
when you got married,
yeah.
And Mona and you had us over for dinner one night.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first time I met
no,
you.
No, I met you in once you were teaching over in San Francisco at that little
school
off California
yeah.
Street. What
yeah.
was the name of it?
Well, could it be that that time? I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're
I don't
around
know.
19.
Well,
no, late 40s.
I know
the
that you were living in East Oakland at the time.
Yeah, that's when we caught up with each other.
And Leon Golden was here.
Right.
And I think he was invited that
that's right.
Night.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
The party had a little apartment over there.
Yeah,
someplace.
Yeah. That was just
I don't.
But that's what started it all.
Yeah. And then you moved down on 56th Street.
That was after the Army.
And that's where I saw more of you because you come off the hill and
yeah, that's
stop
only,
in here. And,
it's only a few blocks from here.
Just a few blocks of it. Yeah, it's only about 2.5 blocks from here.
It's where the freeway is now.
Yeah, it's gone. The freeway
like
is taking
else,
the whole thing
know.
Over.
Yeah. And then during that time, I became, Lou and I and Edna, Mona, my wife, became very good friends. And they were always inviting us and to participate in everything that was happening mm-hmm. here. And during that course of time, Lou revealed many interesting aspects of his life. And I think we go back to stories that, well, go back to him living in this house. And one specific story has something to do with Adora Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was over there where my house was,
yes.
before my house.
That's right, yeah.
When was that, Lou?
Well, you mean when it ended?
About when was that time that the parachutist, the balloonist?
Well, that was sometime in the 1890s and 20s.
Yeah.
Because this was the only house here, except a barn in the back.
Right.
That house wasn't there. There was nothing. My old man had that property out there.
Yeah.
Had it ran down about four or five houses, and there was a house down there. That was all open field.
Yeah.
And we had fruit trees dividing the property up.
Yeah.
There was a dairy across, over there. Well, they had a balloon session every Sunday.
Idora Park, which
followed
is...
Emma Hamilton and his wife used to go up in his balloon.
And charge admission or what?
Us kids would go over there and hang on the goddamn balloon.
Yeah.
Until he hollered, let go. And one guy went up with the balloon. He went up about 500 or 600 feet and dropped off.
Hanging on to the thing.
Yeah, hanging on. He got froze. He froze on the thing.